patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
We know it's big when we bring a special, we probably should have another intro, a special appearance of Zora Stevenson, because we want to know what she thinks. And I know they're
of not some potential action.
Yeah, the trades aren't official yet, but we all know this. When Wojo says it, it's official,
It, we're calling it a hypothetical?
I call it a Woj. That's not a hypothetical. No. It's somewhere in the middle. But we'll see what Zora calls it. Good afternoon, Zora.
Hello. So what are you all talking about today? Is something going on?
Yes, Woj has said the Bucks have acquired Serge Ibaka. And if he... go ahead.
Well, I was just saying 48 hours ago, we were talking about if the Bucks were going to make any moves. I'm wondering your thoughts on the entire day. I know we're Bucks focused, but a lot has happened in the NBA.
Twitter,
and according to reports.
I can't speak for you or Tony. Everything is important to me in the NBA only as it relates to the Milwaukee Bucks.
Well, there's some big stuff that is related to the Bucks.
Then it becomes like Philly and Brooklyn.
Philly, Sixers, Brooklyn, trade there. How do you see who got the best of that deal, Zora? And
I know there's a lot of debate about Brooklyn and Philly. You know, maybe it's like best of both worlds for both franchises. I mean, you definitely don't want anyone there that doesn't want to be there. So they just swapped, you know, stars. Mm-hmm. And then Seth Curry to Brooklyn, mm-hmm, added shooting. I don't hate it. I don't hate it. But with all these things, you have to see how things, like, you know, look on the court and who's able to play and who's healthy and what all the camaraderie is like. But the NBA was not boring today. So there's that.
Yeah, no, tons of action going on. And, you know, as far as the deal with the Bucks and potentially getting Ibaka, if that goes through, in my opinion, it's a difference between what Philly and Brooklyn are doing, because Ibaka is not one of the main pieces. The Bucks already have their main guys.
Well, right. Yeah. Agreed. Yeah.
And Philly and Brooklyn, you're affecting the foundation of your team, and you're bringing in uncertainty to that, and the Bucks don't have that. So I see advantage Bucks there.
Whatever happens with the Milwaukee Bucks, it's not a make or break. And what I mean by that is, Giannis is still there, Drew's still there, Chris is still there, right? So your core is set and intact for a little, mm-hmm, bit now. I mean, we're not just talking about this season, but for seasons to come. And I think that is a huge advantage for Milwaukee in the landscape of the East. Now, of course, like, this is a group that is in win-now mode, win-again mode, actually. How nice is it to say that? Because what, Homer? The Bucks are...
Woo! Champions!
So you're just trying to improve and build on what you already have in place. And I know this season there's been so much talk about help in the front court.
Right?
Help in the front court. And so, yeah, if the name Serge Ibaka is thrown out there, we could just talk about, like, who he is as a player in the NBA. 13 years in the league. He's got championship experience, which I think is really important. His championship experience is under Nick Nurse, who is a defensive, strategic-minded guy. We know head coach Mike Budenholzer prides his thoughts on defense and this team on defense. And Serge Ibaka, it was some years ago, but 2011-2012 season, 3.7 blocks per game. He led the league. Again, a lot has changed. He's aged. He's got some back stuff going on. But I just bring that up because that's a lot of what Brooke brings to the table as well, is just rim protection. So if that's a name that's being thrown out there, I definitely think he brings a lot to the table. And of course, you know, he's with the Clippers this season.
Yeah, and I would also say that, you know, who knows, he's going to be playing, you know, the position Brooke would play in the middle there, but he's bringing a little bit of PJ Tucker with him as well, in my opinion.
What, the grit and the toughness? Yep. Is that, okay.
Yep, and, you know, being able to guard on the perimeter multiple positions. I mean, he's got more size than PJ, but he can guard the same positions.
He brings the fashion sense as well. I know this is off the court, but
yeah, he does. Homer's interested in the off the court stuff.
Totally. It's very simple to me. John Horst thinks exactly the way I do. There's no way they can win a championship without Brook Lopez, given that he's hurt and there's a concern that he will not be at the level necessary. They just went and got the closest thing to Brook Lopez and Serge Ibaka, and now John Horst feels the same way I do, that we got a chance, we can win a championship.
Zora, what do you think of this for our Discount Liquor Twitter poll? John Horst and Homer think the same way. Do you agree? Yes or no?
I was stuck up.
I didn't say on everything. I'm saying on this thing. This is done totally because he knows they cannot win a championship unless they get closer to Brook Lopez at that position. They can't count on him because of the injury. They got as close to him as they could, and they now, John Horst, believes they have enough. He'll still try to get the team better to win a championship. Do you want to join that club or not? I have no idea if we agree on other things. This, his actions speak exactly as to my belief.
I think he definitely understands the importance of having rim protection, especially in the form of Brook Lopez. I also really think it's like having plan A, B, and C. And what I mean by that is, okay, like your plan A is your big three take you home. Your plan B is that you have depth. Your plan C is that you have an advantage down low. I mean, remember from the finals, like a big part of what Brook did was simply back and dive down. Like people forgot that Brook Lopez was a center and can shoot just right over you because he got the nickname Splash Mountain and came to Milwaukee and shot a bunch of threes. But he went a lot of back to the basket stuff and post moves down low in the finals. And so I just think it's John Horst making sure that the Bucks are covered in every different scenario. And it's not to say that he did not think the Bucks could win a championship as is, but it's like when you have an opportunity to get better, you do that, right? I mean, one of the mantras of this team is like, we just want to keep getting better, keep getting better. And I know you hear the players say that, but it's the entire organization that feels that way as well.
It only helps them get better if Brook Lopez isn't at the level they need him to play.
Well, if Brook Lopez is at the level they need him to play, then it's just an added bonus, whatever, you know, moves you make or additions, you know, you have. And remember, we go back to DeMarcus Cousins, like, they had that open roster spot for a reason. Just, you know, the front office, I bring this up every time, but they always have something working. So
it'll and they got a couple spots open now, right? They still got spots. They got spots open now.
For sure. I'm interested to see the finalized roster when everything gets, you know, set in stone and all these deals go through the league and, you know, the process that has to go through. How all of these teams, I mean, you talk about the trade deadline is here, so now everything is like processing and making sure everything is finalized and all that kind of stuff. You got the health stuff, but then you have the buyout market. And remember a few years ago, Marvin Williams, the Bucks got him in the buyout market after Charlotte waived him. So you can get pieces in the buyout market that you're going to potentially use in the playoffs.
The buyout market?
Yeah, I think they'll do something there too.
Yeah. Zora, you think they'll do more?
You have to have I believe you have to have a certain number of players on your roster. And do you want to go in? Like, I mean, there's a point where, you know, your roster has to be finalized for the playoffs. You don't want to have, like, open roster spots just for no reason, right?
Dragic is a name I've heard, too.
Oh, he just got traded.
I know, but they might waive him or something. His name came
I don't know about that.
No, I don't either, but.
Gorn?
It was a fun afternoon, though, where you all keeping up and everything?
Yeah, I don't know. It seems the NBA is having more trades. I don't have the history of the numbers and everything like
Mavericks
that.
It did feel that way, though.
Mavericks sent the unicorn to
the Wizards. They'd given up on him. Come on.
I don't know. He and Luka were doing pretty good as a 1-2, but gone now.
Well.
I mean, the Wizards lost. I think they lost Bill for the year, right? He was out.
Yeah.
I think he's gone for the year, so they're trying to do something. And I mean, the Wizards were disappointed. I think they felt coming in they were going to be better. And then the Wall injury and stuff. So they're not even a factor right now out east. So they're trying to do something. I don't know if Porzingis is going to do it, but it can't hurt.
And all these standings that we always talk about, like who's at the top now, I think that'll fluctuate these next few weeks because everybody's got to reset.
What's Chicago doing?
No, we nothing. Don't. What do we need? What are we doing? East or West? Who's number one in the East? The Milwaukee Bucks. Who's number one in the West? Phoenix Suns.
I don't know if the Bucks. I think the Sixers are one, right?
You think the Sixers are one?
Heat. Wait, are you saying like what's going to happen or as it currently
no,
stands?
No, I'm saying as it currently is, and when they start the playoffs, it'll be the same way.
Well, as it currently stands, Miami's number one.
Oh, yeah, Miami's up there.
Oh, we're talking about the
we're
record?
Talking about the standing. Yeah, I thought you were talking about the standing. You're just saying who's the best team.
Okay. Yes, there is a difference there. Yes.
Yeah. This regular season doesn't matter. We know that.
Somewhat, but...
Yes, somewhat.
It matters somewhat. Time off.
It doesn't
Phoenix,
not matter.
Phoenix and the Bucks. Who's going to win that game?
Oh, right. Wait. It's so funny because it's like, oh, and there's a game tonight.
That's right. A pretty big one.
But, okay.
Phoenix.
The Bucks show up.
They do. True.
With the big teams. Right. They show up.
They do.
Last time they were in Phoenix, I believe the lob happened. I believe the steal and the lob. Yeah.
I know this. If I were you, Zora, I'd be picking the Bucks. Ask me if Marquette's going to win. Yeah, right. They're going to win.
I always pick the Bucks.
I know.
I have to give reasoning behind it.
It's kind of unfair.
I always agree with Homer, like all the time.
Not this time because I'm picking Phoenix. Phoenix winning the game.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why is Phoenix winning the game tonight?
It means more to them than it does to the Bucks.
Why?
Because they don't have a ring.
Pride? Okay.
So?
And they want to prove they're the better team now and this year. And last year is over. Last year is done. Last year is history. And they're a better team right now, too. That's the other thing.
I would, unlike Zora, I'm going to disagree with that statement. I don't think it means more to Phoenix.
All right. Well, they're a better team. They're going to win. Why they're going to win, I'll take whatever
debatable.
Answer you want.
No,
they're going to win.
I don't know who's going to win. It's going to be a good game. Like I said, Phoenix may be playing better, but...
Well, they have a better record. I think whether they're playing
they've played better consistently over the season than the Bucks have.
Yeah,
for sure. 100%. But, I mean, that means nothing in one game, though. That's the
correct.
Problem.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Exactly.
And Zora told us, Bucks have been, especially Giannis, have been really, really, really good against the best teams and the best attention and stuff. All right, Zora, thanks. Go back to the Olympics.
Thanks, Zora.
Bye.
Stay warm.
Are you a better guesser? No. That's not the name of it anymore.
Shot in the dark.
Caller number 4, 1-800-990-3776. First, Midwest
Bank. I haven't
Bank.
Approved that change,
Talk
by
and
the
text.
Way.
You approved it. Now you changed your mind.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I did no such thing.
Okay, we'll have to go to the tape.
I gave no approval.
You did. You said that's good. I'll listen to the tape.
The name is good. I didn't say I'd approve the change.
The name is good, but I'm not approving it. Pebble, can you help me with that? When you say the name is good, doesn't that mean you're approving it?
Well, he wasn't given final say yet.
Oh, final say. Okay, I didn't.
Well, we said, okay, we're thinking of a name change. Oh, okay, what is it? Oh, I think, Shot in the
Dark. You know, I don't feel bad because you don't listen to what you say any better than you listen to what I say. Caller number 4. We'll get the tape next.